AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump and the First Lady are in Britain, and it didn't take long for the dust to start flying, though first, a welcome from the Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt.
We're going to put on a fantastic show for him this week because America's our closest ally, and we want to celebrate an amazing partnership between our two countries.
Our Charles de Ledesma's overseas.
President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have been honoured at a small welcoming ceremony upon their arrival in Britain. The president was met by US Ambassador to Britain, Woody Johnson, British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, and other dignitaries. The president held his salute as he walked through 20 members of the guard that greeted him and was quickly escorted to the Marine One, the presidential helicopter. Next stop, the centre of the capital. Charles de Ledesma, London.
But before Air Force One touched down, the president tweeted an insult aimed at London's mayor, Sadiq Khan, calling him a stone-cold loser. After he called the president an example of a growing global threat to democracy from the far right. Mourners gathered yesterday to remember the 12 people killed Friday when an employee opened fire in a city government building in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Police Chief James Cervera says the man had just notified his bosses he was resigning.
He notified his chain of command that morning.
Dwayne Craddock, an engineer with the city's utilities department, died in a shootout with police. The military in India says it has spotted 5 bodies in the Indian Himalayas while searching for 8 mountain climbers who've been missing for a week. Russia says Tinder, often used as a dating app, is now required to provide user data to Russian intelligence agencies. Russia's adopted a flurry of legislation recently meant to tighten control over online activity. This is AP Radio News. To impeach or not to impeach? Reporters asked President Trump that question just before Air Force One took off for Britain.
There is no legal basis for impeachment. It's a big witch hunt. Everybody knows it, including the Democrats.
But many Democrats are calling for impeachment proceedings to begin. For now, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is holding them off, and Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says she's right to do that.
At this point, the Speaker has not reached the conclusion, and I haven't either, that it's best for the country to put us through an impeachment proceeding that we know is destined for failure in the Senate.
He was on ABC's This Week. President Trump is denying calling Prince Harry's wife Meghan Markle nasty. She said in 2016 she might move to Canada if he were elected president. The president said, quote, "No, I didn't know she was nasty." The president said later he thought Markle would be very good as a royal and claimed he only meant her comments were nasty. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the 4 hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.